another world. I'm John Laws. What's on your mind, Australia? Give us a call and tell us all about it. 1-300-564-652 is the telephone number you dial. If you want to send an email, you send the email to thefortress@johnlaws.com.au. And if you want to text us, 0458-049-209 on this Wednesday morning. So give us a call and tell us what it is that's on your mind. A little useless information to start the day. Fingernails grow faster on your dominant hand.
Because we're keeping the dream alive.
As I said, Wednesday morning, August 8th, 1-300-564-652, should you like to give us a call and tell us what's on your mind, we'd love to talk to you. Rollo, are you there?
G'day, John.
G'day, Rollo.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. What are you on about today?
I was listening to Mark there. I didn't know that my fingernails grew on my dominant hand. Is that the useless fact today?
Yes, dear.
Yeah, it was good. Look, what I rang you about is Alex Jones got kicked off YouTube yesterday. Have you heard about this?
I have.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on freedom of speech? Do you think as much as... Do you ever listen to Alex Jones?
No, I don't, no.
No, well... He's a bit of a, well, what they call, you know, the media calls conspiracy theorist. But,
yeah, well, I know, and he's been...
Everybody has the right to say, as long as it's, you know, you're not yelling fire in a sort of crowded place or something like that, you should be able to say whatever you want.
Yeah, well, to a degree, but this fellow's been banned from Apple and Facebook and YouTube.
That's right, all together, all in one go, so... Mm-hmm. These companies, they must be in collusion, do you think?
Why must they?
Because...
Well, I suppose, Apple,
Isn't Apple and, what was it, Facebook and YouTube, they're separate. Why did they all do it at once?
Well, I suppose they're aware when one does it, that somebody will ring up and say, hey, listen, they've banned this bloke. And then that particular director will say, we'd better have a look at this, and we might ban him too, and... So it goes. It spreads that easily. But I think it's a good thing he's been banned.
For years. It's like Lawsy, if you said something wrong, and you've said things wrong in the past, you didn't get kicked off, booted off the air?
Oh, no, because I wasn't that wrong.
You weren't that wrong?
No.
Well, so... it's like the internet's a different kettle of fish than what you're doing. You're broadcasting, right? Whereas... the internet, you have
So, Rollo, what's all this about? What do you want to talk about?
Freedom of speech and how it's been taken away, and it's being slowly eroded, I think.
No, well, I don't think it is. I mean, hate speech is something that is not permitted, nor should it be permitted. And apparently this fellow, whatever his name is, Jones, he violated the social media's platform of hate speech policies, and consequently he's in trouble for it.
Yeah, but what is hate speech to you? To anyone else?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is to me. It's what it is to Facebook. They're the ones that banned him.
Well, no, YouTube is the one that...
Oh, all right, whoever banned him. But they say a direct attack on people based on what we call protected characteristics, in other words, race and ethnicity and national origin and religious affiliation and gender and sexual orientation, that kind of stuff.
There's a guy, Jordan Peterson, that talks all about that too. Look, I do a show on fakeologist.com, we discuss many topics, and if you want to listen to me...
I don't want to.
Fakeologist.com.
Yes, thank you for the invitation, but I don't want to listen to you.
No.
And I don't want to promote you either. 1-300-564-652 I think he probably was recording me. If you want to play it, why don't you ask me first? I'm very happy to go along with what you'd want to do. If you want to play me on your radio station, then just say, can I record this and play it on my radio station? I will more than likely say yes. So I hope you got pleasure out of doing it without asking permission. Okay, 1-300-56-4652. James, are you there?
Yes, good morning, John. How are you going?
I'm all right, James, thank you.
That's good, that's good. Listen, you just spoke to a gentleman who was going on about free speech. And it gets a bit annoying when you hear people going on about how free speech is being oppressed or people are trying to stop it. No, no, freedom of speech is totally there for everyone.
Hey, hang on a minute, James.
Oh, sorry, yep.
When you say you people going on, what do you mean by...
Oh, no, sorry. No, I mean, with people going on about free speech and how it's not available and people are being oppressed, you know, by not being able to...
Well, of course. Well, that's ridiculous because freedom of speech is available. I use it every day.
Absolutely, and that's my point, because the thing is, but what people don't understand is that there are consequences as well, you know, and that's what people think that they're entitled to. People are entitled to have their freedom of speech, but they must understand that there are going to be consequences as well for some of the things that people say, you know, and that gentleman who was talking to you earlier saying, oh, it's not right, or, you know, they're all doing this and people can't have freedom of speech, well, people can, but they've got to be mindful of what they say and understand that there can be repercussions with what people say.
Yes, but that's true. But yeah. I mean, certain bans need to be imposed, but they should be imposed by the individual. I mean, most people are bright enough not to be able to not to think it's acceptable to incite hatred or to incite violence or against a group or an individual or whatever. I mean, most people have got enough brains to do that on their own.
That's exactly right. I couldn't agree more. And you know, and with whatever Facebook and YouTube are doing, well, good on them. That's their choice.
That's right.
And that's their decision to ban those people who are doing that. And I couldn't agree more. You know, I know that if I hear anyone, you know, doing hate speech, I turn the channel. I switch it off. You know, that's my decision. You know, that's my choice. So I agree with you, John. You know, I mean, you know, there are people who shouldn't be allowed to say things that they want to say. But, you know, freedom of speech is there for people. But people just have to understand that there are consequences.
Yeah.
People think that they're entitled to say what they want to say and that there won't be any consequences. Well,
James, you've summed it up correctly. We don't have to listen if we don't want to.
Yeah, that's right.
And the secret is not to take any notice.
That's exactly it, good sir. Absolutely.
Good on you, James. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
My pleasure. Have a great birthday.
And thank you, and I hope you have a good day. Bye. Thank you, James. This Alex Jones fellow hosts the Alex Jones Show. He runs the website InfoWars, which is devoted to conspiracy theories and fake news and a whole bunch of BS. This bloke rose to prominence, if you can call it prominence, after he questioned whether the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was real. Despite the shooting killing 20 students and staff members, he wanted to know, was it real? So you can tell he's a highly intelligent man. InfoWars and Alex Jones accounts have recently been removed from Facebook and Twitter and Apple and Spotify. Is that how you say it, Spotify? What is Spotify? Like the others?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the social media platforms claim that Jones violates their rules, saying he promotes hate speech and promotes bullying. I think the man is strange. I don't know where he is, I don't know what he does, and I don't really care, but we shouldn't pay any attention to him. If you do, you're just giving him a little traction, and he'll keep going. It's...